This is a presentation of Dawn Forge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 632, Portal Gate. Today's sponsor is Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABooks2019. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2019. Over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. We're also sponsored by Funko, maker of the world's broadest selection of vinyl figures, from Pops Adorbs, rides to mugs, and so much more. Check them out at bit.ly/FunkoATA.
Coming to you from the exotic land known as Canada, you're listening to another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, the commander of the Fel and master of demons, Fandeth, the still not a meat shield, Toasty, and the High Priestess of the Everlight, Allie.
But I'm not from Canada.
It's okay, we'll make it work. You're an honorary Canadian. Ahem. Bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft, this is All Things Azeroth.
And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I'm your host, Medros, and with me I have Allie. How you doing, Allie?
I'm good. It's cold outside, but I have some nice hot chocolate, and I'm happy to be here with you guys on a Monday night.
Awesome. We also have Toasty. Hey, Toasty.
Hi.
How you doing?
I was having a great day until about, what time is it now? 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, that sounds about the right time there, yeah.
I was having a great day. I got another jersey in the mail, and it's one of the jerseys I've been chasing for a while.
That's the Kings one, right? The original Kings?
Yep.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you got another jersey. What's the number now up to?
Including the 4 that I'm expecting in the mail, 31.
Nice. So you have one for every day of the month.
Yes.
Well done. I am proud of you for completing the 31 days. Now, you need one for morning and afternoon.
I mean, I'm sure it'll happen. Give me time.
I have no doubt about that. Unless you, became poor for some reason, that's the only thing I think that could ever have a chance of doing that.
Well, I'll sell my house. That's fine.
I agree. You probably would do that before you'd sell a jersey. And we have with us a special guest, so who has not been on the show in a fairly long time, and yeah, it's good to have you, Will.
Well, thank you. I'm having a great day, actually, as of about, 4 minutes ago now.
That seems like an oddly coincidental time.
Will's my hero.
So, there's some questions that have arisen in our Discord chat, and for those who aren't in the Discord chat with us, let's talk about that a little bit, because I think we really need to go into that a little bit more and get some clarity for those who aren't in the Discord chat, who aren't with us live. Now, we have a line in our intro that Toasty did and then redid for when Allie joined the show, and I'm a bit confused because there's something about meat shield. Right.
And I believe that intro is actually made to irritate me way back when we originally did the first version.
No, actually, it was made because of you. You gave me the idea for that.
Yeah, because I kept encouraging you to be the meat shield that you know you are deep down.
Except I'm not. I'm not.
Well, see, here's the question.
The logs would differ.
Now, I'm pretty sure I'm just going to play something here, because I think we just got to get this out of the way, since I know that Toasty's going to say it anyway. And thank you for providing us with this clip.
Will's a dirty liar. There we go.
I'm just trying to raise your ire.
Well, you succeeded. Well. You succeeded well on that one.
Well, there's one problem with your little bit of quote-unquote proof. Now, you'll note that the symbols next to our names indicate our spec. And I'm pretty sure that's the Fury symbol.
Except it's under the tank.
Yes, spectrum. You chose to be a tank in this log here.
What that tells me is that there was something wrong with Warcraft Logs that night. Specifically that night.
Okay, but this is a raid, right? So there's, I see two tanks, I see three healers, like... And, it's
unlikely that there would be DPS, that kind of a discrepancy.
Yeah, like, it looks really nicely laid out. It's a good raid composition with you as a tank.
Like...
See, I feel, Toasty, like you are trying to come up with an excuse or a reason or some way to discount this knowledge or this information. However, I don't feel there's a lot of things you can say other than, yes, I am a tank. I'm a meat shield.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What picture did you put? See, I'm wearing my fury artifacts there.
But you have a wraith symbol above your head. Isn't that what you usually do for a tank?
No, that's an in-world marker.
Oh.
Oh, that was during the Nythendra fight, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. If I remember right, that was Nythendra. Oh,
so you know exactly what fight you tanked. Okay, let's see how it is.
Yeah, it's really, really interesting that you are remembering now these times where you've tanked, even though you constantly claim you're not a meat shield.
I just recognized the room, honestly.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very distinct room based on that very tiny scrap of a screenshot.
So... I have to ask, Toasty, are you a meat shield?
I'm a substitute meat shield.
So you do occasionally meat shield?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's the funniest part is that's not the most damning proof that Will had available to him.
Oh, I'm sure that if given time, I mean, we can have a weekly Will segment of proof that Toasty tanks.
Toasty, we're only one loco into this show so far.
Oh no.
Yeah, oh, no. We need at least four of them.
I remember there was one night where we were planning on doing challenge modes back in Warlords, and we didn't have a tank, and also Will wasn't there that night, and so I remember tweeting at him, look what you missed tonight, because at that point he was always bugging me to tank. And it was a picture of me, of my character, with, like, wearing tank gear. Shield and all. It's also the picture of actual me holding a sword and shield.
Yes. I see. So basically you're telling me you've lied to us this entire time.
I don't think that's actually true. I'm pretty sure I told you guys about the times I tanked Nathendra.
But you've been claiming all this time that you're not a meat shield, but clearly you are a meat shield.
Mm.
If only a substitute one.
He went full dodge and had creative truth avoidance.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, bailing him out. All right.
Well, he keeps my gear for me, so he's got to do something for me.
I give you all the shields you needed.
That's not true at all. You played a shaman back then. You gave no shields.
I gave plenty of shields.
I assume it's shaman's use shields, right?
Yeah, shamans use shields, depending on the spec.
You didn't give many to me.
When I had good staff, I did.
I'm trying to remember what spec of shaman you played and whether or not you actually gave out any shields to me.
Elemental, my dear.
That's right.
I see what you did there.
I don't remember anything. It's fine.
We'll just ignore
the time I held your actual shield.
Really? Did we need to talk about that in the adult channel, or...?
No, it was an actual shield.
There's more to that phrase, and I'm glad you stopped it.
It was a physical metal shield.
Uh-huh.
That was the last night of Nerdfest, right?
Yep.
Yep, so Toasty was not in the right state of mind.
There's a picture of that.
Yeah,
I've seen that picture.
Yeah, probably.
Man, you look totally wasted.
Did you find that picture already?
No, I remember you looked really wasted.
Because I was.
That was the Four Loko event, right?
Because Will, as a way to celebrate my last night there.
Welcome to Portland, yeah. Good time in Portland, right?
Yeah. Bought me a Four Loko.
As and myself.
Yeah, and he bought one for himself, to be fair. He He was not letting me Four Loko alone. Friends don't let friends Four Loko alone.
Well, then I apologize for not being a friend, because I let you totally Four Loko alone.
That's okay, because Fan and DVD Four Loko'd with me.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's good. They seemed a lot less affected by the Four Loko than you did, though.
Yeah, because I have the not great Asian gene when it comes to alcohol.
Ghosty likes to 8 Loko. Or 12.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not pretty.
Man. Folks, we definitely need to have a toasty AMA about BlizzCon. One of these times.
No. Oh my god. That would just...
It got you into the April Fool's patch notes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it did. Oh man, that got memed to all hell. Oh no!
There we go.
So for anybody listening on the download, we're probably gonna have to tweet these pictures out for people.
Oh yes, I think it's a lovely idea, Toasty.
I don't want to deny people of that. So like,
well, maybe... it's encouragement for people to join us live. But yes, yep. For those who can't, I really would like to show these pictures.
We'll all right, I have that picture saved. It will be posted on Twitter later.
Well, not just that picture. You gotta save the WoW logs.
I'll
grab all that.
Yeah, tweet it out. Put it in the post when we post the show on the site. We gotta make sure that everybody's aware of this.
Absolutely. Oh god,
I didn't even remember that.
Because you were for Loko.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm going to close my laptop so I don't get notification dings. Oh no! Okay, laptop closed. No more notification dings. Sorry for the utensils clanging around.
Alright, well, how have you been? It's been a while since we talked to you.
I've been pretty good, actually. I can't really talk about my week in WoW because wasn't in WoW this week. I actually busted out Breath of the Wild and Skyrim, going on some old game play. But I have been having fun leveling Void Elf as a arcane mage, so that's been enjoyable. It's also interesting that there are people who still don't understand zone scale, and somebody yelled at me for being on Azure Mist Isle at level 21.
Like, with Azure Mist...
That's the Draenei, yeah. It scales up to 20 and then stops.
Yeah.
So I'm 21.
Oh no, you stayed there for an extra level.
Oh my gosh.
I'm still getting experience reasonable enough, right?
How dare you, Will? How dare you be there an extra level?
Like, how dare you have fun your way?
Let's not talk with the guy who is a Pandaren still on the Wandering Isle. But never mind about that. Never mind that.
That guy is a beast. I want to be him when I grow up.
Yeah, that's dedication right there.
Aren't you already pretty grown up? I'm just throwing it out there.
Not from the photographic evidence that's going on in Discord.
I mean, that picture's at least... That picture's, what, 4 years old at this point?
2.5.
Has it only been... Why does it feel like so much longer ago?
Add an extra year for every Four Loko.
Ugh.
All right, well, Toshi, how was your week in WoW?
My week in WoW was, like, uneventful. I had a lot going on this past week, so I didn't get to play as much as I wanted to. Got my world questing in and queued up for LFR in an attempt to do all three wings. I failed spectacularly. I think I was online for an hour and a half without any queues popping. So
to clarify, yeah. Were you actually queued?
Yes, I was actually
queued. Just want to make sure.
That's an improvement.
I messed it up and like make it public one time. One time.
Hey man, all it takes is one time.
Have you still not learned?
No, I mean, I've learned to expect that from you, Will. I guess I should have learned to expect that from Medros, actually, now that I think about it.
I think you should learn to expect retribution from a Rhett Paladin, yes.
I mean, that's all they're good for. Okay, yeah.
We can take also well too,
getting better gear than you, you know, at that too.
Yeah, well, shut it.
That's a great comeback.
No, it's not. It was terrible.
I know.
So yeah, I sat down to do stuff outside of world questing, I did not get anything but world questing done because LFRQs were terrible. It probably didn't help that I was queuing up at 10 in the morning on Saturday.
You know what does help, Toasty?
What?
Queuing is tank.
Good point.
Yeah, but then people will yell at me because I'm being terrible and I don't have a shield.
Yes, generally when a non-druid is tanking, they like to have you to have a shield.
I mean, non-druid, non-death knight, non-monk.
You can go to the auction house.
Like basically, unless you're a paladin or warrior.
How about this, Toasty? I, as a blacksmith, will make you a shield. I will character transfer a character to your server to give you a shield.
Aw, see, that's so nice.
You didn't have to go through all that trouble. I've scrapped a couple.
Well,
item restore for the win. Get on it.
All right. Thanks for pointing that out. Good job.
Or I could just change my loot specialization. I'll do something to get it. It'll be fine.
And then you can see, look at you striving to queue as a tank.
I mean, I'm not going to.
Our resident meat shield.
I am not changing the intro. I just redid it.
So you should still have all the files. It should be easy to redo it.
See, but the recording was mostly done in one shot.
So you just do it again.
Definitely not like his tanking pulls.
Oh, hey. Oh. When I tanked that one fight, we one-shot Nathendra. Because we had her on farm already. What's the only reason I was tanking to begin with?
I guess that's fair.
My instructions for that fight were, I kid you not, taunt at whatever point we had to taunt, and hit ignore pain. Don't worry about anything else. If you look at the logs that you put in there, you'll probably see, like, ignore pain. Like, constantly being used, and most of my damage being auto-attack.
I can see that. I can believe that.
It still is better than taking the floor, so there is that.
Yeah, I'm exceptional at taking the floor.
I believe
I have evidence of that, too.
And Will just has dirt on, like, two of the... Well, I imagine you have something on Fen too.
Yes.
Okay, so you have dirt on three of the four hosts of all things Azeroth.
I think we need to have you on more often, Will.
I don't think there's any dirt on me. I don't think I've ever played in game with Will.
Take oh, yes, four. You have. But at least Medros owns up to it and makes that his own.
But, like, I've talked about tanking before. I'm adamant about me not liking it.
Gotcha. All right, well, Allie, how was your weekend? Well,
it was good. I got my little Dark Iron Dwarf to 100. So that's really exciting. This week's going to be a lot of leveling her because of Dark Moon Fair. And the leveling challenge I'm part of to level her is going to be over on the 12th. I don't think I can get her to 120 by the 12th, but I am sure going to try. So I'm pretty happy with that. And my raid team got to see the Jaina fight. It's a fantastic fight. I love it for so many reasons beyond just being able to mind control adds off the side of a boat, which is awesome. But we haven't quite gotten her down. It's kind of a challenging fight, but at least we're consistently getting to the last phase. So I'm pretty happy with that. No luck with gear this week, unfortunately. And I don't have tons of time to grind out Azerite, and I don't get 425 trinkets like other hosts on this show. But I'm sure trying.
I didn't get 425. Oh.
Oh, I wonder who that was. So, yeah, it was a pretty good week all in all. Just a lot of time leveling and raiding, and I'm pretty happy with how things are going well right now. I just wish I had more time to game more often. I wish I could just, like, not have a job because I want to game all the things.
Well, there's always vacation.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Most of my vacation, I'm still new at my current employment since I changed jobs in October. So most of my vacation is going to be saved for BlizzCon.
And that's a worthy cause.
I'm so excited.
Just 8 more months.
I wish I could go. I don't see it in the cards this year, though. Sad.
That sucks.
Yeah, I'm so sad.
You'll get back there eventually.
Yeah, but everybody else is going to go this year. Fan said he's probably going to go, and Ali's going to go, and... Heck, Will's probably going to go, too. Jeez.
He almost went last year, but something came up.
Yeah, massive debt.
Yep, that'll do it.
That is quite significantly my problem at this point,
but
yes.
But in good news, I paid off my student loans today, so there's that.
Nice! Congrats! That's awesome. Man,
doesn't that usually take like 40 or 50 years down there?
Feels like it.
Get off my lawn!
Oh, right. Yep. Okay, yeah. That would make sense.
I just paid mine off 2-3 years ago, maybe, and it's definitely a good feeling, so congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah, I paid mine off a few years ago as well. It felt really good. Finally.
Yeah, this was the one I had to take out when I was unemployed, so it was the second set of student loans.
Ouch.
Ooh, yeah.
I did not have student loans. That's what happens when you drop out of university.
Yeah.
And I paid cash for my tuition when I was in school. Because I wasn't taking many classes to begin with. So, yeah. Yep. And then I dropped out. So, you know, whatever. It all worked out, right? That's what I keep telling myself.
Are you gainfully and happily employed?
Yes.
And it all worked out.
There you go.
Woo.
Good job.
Yay me.
So, Medros, how was your week in WoW?
My week was good. Watched some movies and some TV shows, and I did some stuff around the house this week, and got a trinket.
That's not WoW. None of that was WoW. The last thing was WoW.
Well, see, I think what really happened was that he watched all these movies and stuff while he was grinding Ezrite, because his neck is at 40 now. It's gross. I think I'm still stuck at 38. No, I think up to 39, so I'm almost at 40.
I am at 35.
Do you want to know the interesting thing?
What's that?
I actually tend to ignore Azerite. I will almost never do an Azerite world quest unless it's for Emissary. And I can find nothing else to do.
God damn it. Really?
Speaking of Emissaries, do you know what was up last night as an Emissary quest?
Bertolans?
Yeah! Hey, fancy that.
Yeah.
And you know, I had this one. It was like a 385. And I was like, well, you know, I'd love to get something, but I've got like a 395 ring, and I got another 395 ring, and I got a 395 trinket, and I got a 385 trinket, and I'm like, I'm not going to get anything new here. I'm not going to get any upgrade there.
Mm-hmm.
So, Toasty, I actually intentionally avoided last week talking about eye level, because I felt like with me pushing you about eye level and Allie pushing you about leveling your paladin, that maybe I don't want you to feel stressed, my friend. I care about your well-being and your emotional and physical well-being. I don't want you to have to go through that. So I was trying to avoid that.
Uh-huh.
However, last week I was 391 and you were 388. You're still 388 on 394. Sorry.
Well,
so would this qualify as kicking your butt in eye level?
Yep.
All right.
Yes, it would.
Glad to know what
that
actually counts as.
Eye level. That's a whole six above me.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But I can offer suggestions. I mean, you have some gloves that could use replacement. You have a belt you could use replacement. Your cloak.
I'm well aware of what needs to be replaced.
I'm just trying to offer help, man. I'm trying to offer you suggestions.
Man, I felt so good the other day when I got that heroic piece and my Warforged legs.
Yeah, sure, that felt great. It felt great last night, I will tell you. It felt real good.
Alright, I've got nothing planned this weekend.
What's this in our chat? A picture of a person named Andrew with a screenshot of a character leading the threat.
damage.
Yes, but explain why the group is only five members deep and you're the only tankable class.
Probably because it was trash and I just jumped in and bladestormed. I can't think of any other reason I'd have 840k DPS at that point in the expansion.
Hmm.
At least no matter what you're doing, you're beating a warlock.
Not hard.
This who apparently true. Needs to get it together.
Oh, wow, by a significant margin. When? I don't remember that. Oh, wow. Man, you're digging deep for all these, eh? That's from 2015?
2016.
Oh, wow.
Again, I say, Will, we need to have you on more often.
All right, well, so we're going to need you to play WoW at least once a month, and then the week, the show after you've played WoW, we'll have you on to talk about it. And you know, spill some stuff about Toasty while you're here.
I figured that was the biggest reason you had invited me on this week, so I wanted to make sure that I had plenty of stuff to entertain Discord with.
Did you prepare for this?
I'm not saying no.
Oh, that was from the old Guild Facebook group too. Man, I haven't been in there forever.
Oh, Will, thank you.
And you better not start going in there and deleting.
I promise, Will, I will make sure I pronounce your name correctly from now on.
I might start intentionally mispronouncing it.
Oh, the first like three or four times Will was on, I always like intentionally mispronounced his name. But he knew that, so.
How do you mispronounce
it? Siler. Sailor.
Sailor.
Okay. I keep this one prepared for all occasions. Of course, at this point, that image is so outdated, some people don't know who that is.
That upsets Spock? Me so much.
Spock? Yeah, it's Spock.
He's not even that anymore.
True, true. That didn't last long. Three movies? Jeez. Anyways. Yeah. So, I had a decent week. I will be honest, I was absolutely floored by getting that trinket last night. And I'm amused that Ali knew what I got to boost me up that high, but...
Because you were hinting at it and not telling me. So I needed to have myself prepared for how badly you were beating me. So I needed to look it up ahead of time to defend myself. Because I don't have that kind of RNG luck. So actually, is that emissary still up? I may have to go do that tonight.
Yeah, the emissary is still up.
It's still there.
Okay. I just checked.
I'm doing it tonight.
Yeah, me too.
In fairness, none of my other characters got nearly that kind of boost. However... I did get a boost on all of them, so they're all, like, roughly around Toasty's range.
Okay, so I need to do that. I'm going to link up with Jess to do some Mythic Pluses.
Toasty, if it makes you feel better, I'm only eye level 233.
Are you 120 yet?
No.
That explains it.
That's okay. Don't rush. Like, when you do work on leveling more, Will... Take your time and enjoy it, because the leveling experience is fantastic.
Oh man, I only have 21% crit. I really gotta improve that somehow.
Man, it's to this day, it still throws me off. Ever since Fury Warriors went from, like, wanting all the crit to wanting none of it. Looking at my crit being so low, like 14%. I mean, granted, my haste isn't that high either, which is the stat I want. But still.
Your haste is much higher than mine.
What's your haste at?
9.
Oh, okay. I'm at 15%.
Yeah. But I think I'll fully admit...
It'll be higher.
I will choose an item that has a socket over something that has a better stat.
Well, yeah, because you can just socket it with whatever stat you need. That's what I've been doing. Yeah. Like, my boots right now, I mean, they're crit and verse boots, but it has a socket, so I threw a haste gem in there.
Define go long, Will, because I think we recently had an episode that was over 2 hours.
Was that the week that we had, like, no news, and we were all freaking out, what are we going to talk about this week? And then we talked forever.
Absolutely, yeah. So that was
last week?
No, it was not last week. There's been a lot of weeks like that lately. It's easy to get confused.
Indeed, it's just one of those things that I'm laughing because where are we in the rundown?
Still in the intro. We can wow.
Right in the middle of the intro.
Yeah.
It's fine. This means we're having a good time, just talking, and that's the whole point of a podcast.
Yeah, episode 625 recording time was over 2 hours.
Oh, I don't even remember what was on that show.
And then the episode before that was even longer because that was our anniversary episode.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, I was so glad I didn't have to edit that episode.
Oh yeah, that was a hefty one.
Yep.
There were five of us on that show. Right?
Were there five? No, there was only four of us. But it was the, hey, Allie, what you doing for the next couple years on Monday nights?
Oh, couple years? You didn't mention years, so does this mean like I have some really good job security at this point?
That's the fine print right there.
Hey, we need to define here what job is, because no wage was discussed. In fairness, no wage was discussed with me when I started the show either, so, you know, whatever.
True. Fair enough.
How would that conversation go? Hey, Medros, how much would you like to get paid? Medros, I'm not sure.
Well, I'm not the one who came up with the idea for the show, so.
Yeah, that's fair.
Anyways, let's talk about our first sponsor. Our new sponsor is Funko. If you haven't heard of them by name, you've definitely seen their products. They make collectible vinyl figures from a bunch of Blizzard universes, from Warcraft to Overwatch, Heroes to Diablo, and even more from outside the Blizzardverse, like Firefly, Star Wars, and Doctor Who. I like to highlight a Funko Pop each week, and this week, Funko was chosen by our friend Will here, and it's one of the new Overwatch ones coming out in a few weeks, and that is Wraith Reaper. Now, this one's different from the other Reaper ones, where it was just him there with maybe some posing of his hands, but they're actually going a lot deeper into a couple ones in this wave, where they're actually doing effects. So basically it's him coming out of his Wraith mode, I guess. Toasty, you can probably answer that better than I can.
His Wraith form.
Gotcha. Wraith form. I don't like Reaper. Sorry. They actually did one with Pharah as well this time that we're going to do in a few weeks. But we're going to let Allie choose next week because she's kind of eager for that.
Reapers is good too, though. I like Reaper.
Reapers is good. I like that they're trying to do new interesting things with their Funko Pops. I mean, they could easily just do a solitary posed figure, maybe with something in their hands or something, some companion by their side. They could do that over and over and it would sell like hotcakes. They would make bajillions of money with no problem at all. But they're actually trying to do interesting things. I didn't know this, but they actually have a 10-inch Pikachu Funko Pop. Not just the normal 3.5-inch one. 10-inch Pikachu Funko Pop. I want one. But anyways. The effects on this is really cool, and you can tell. Like, if you've played Overwatch, you can tell that's what's happening. Like, there's no question for you that that's what's happening here. I put a link to this image in our Discord. If you aren't part of the Discord, you really should join us. We'll give you more information on that later. But for now, check it out. It is the Wraith Reaper Funko Pop. It is the new series, one of the new Series 5 ones. We will talk about another one next week, as we talked about the Hammond the Hamster, Wrecking Ball, whatever they want to call them. Last week, if you want to check out this Funko and many others, go to bit.ly/FunkoATA. You can check out their online shop and use Shop10 to save 10%. They'll be on your entire purchase, not just this one Funko Pop. That's bit.ly/FunkoATA. And use Shop10 to save 10%. I want to thank Funko for their support of the show.
I'd just like to add that I also hate Reaper, but that's mostly because I play tanks in Overwatch.
All right.
Cut that clip.
Ooh, yes, good point.
I play tanks.
So you really are a meat shield.
I play tanks. That clip works perfectly.
Plural tanks, plural. Yeah.
In Overwatch, don't misquote me.
I'm writing a quote. I have no context to the quote. That's not my job. I am simply making clips.
I want to say something that I haven't been able to say in a very long time.
Yes, sir.
God damn it, Will.
And Will, is that not why you decided to come on this episode? Me. Is that not the reason why you came on this episode? To hear those words?
Yes, it feeds me.
Oh.
All right, well, what's going up in WoW this week, Allie? Or this month,
well,
sorry.
Not just this week, but this month. We are in March now, which is lovely.
Yeah, it's the best month.
You know, it'd be a better month if it actually started getting warm instead of still being cold, snowy, and just blah.
Hey, it's like minus 10. It was minus 30 last week.
See, that is warmer.
I can't see grass. Cold. I still can't see grass.
Anyways, this month in WoW, we have the Dark Moon Fair from March 3rd through the 9th. We have the World Quest bonus event March 5th through the 11th. And when you do that, Toasty, don't forget to get the quest for it. Just saying.
Are we going to rename this episode to Calling Out Toasty?
I'm just helping you out, buddy. Just helping you out.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 632, Calling Out Toasty.
You know, if it wasn't for the portal thing, that totally could have been an option.
Anyways, the PvP Brawl, which can be found here on All Things Azeroth, or in-game, is going to be Packed House, which I feel like maybe that's a new one? It's coming the 5th through the 11th.
That was one of the first ones.
Is it?
Yeah, where you go into an arena that's normally meant for like threes or fives, and there's 40s everywhere. 40v30, it's great.
I keep missing that one. So that'll be coming up the 5th through the 11th. I'm going to have to check that out. We have our Wrath Time Walking, the 12th to the 18th. Ungrow Madness is coming up the 17th to the 19th. Battleground Bonus Event will be the 19th to the 25th. As well as the PvP Brawl Temple of Hatmogu from the 19th to the 25th. Trial Style is coming back March 20th through the 24th. And the Battle for Azeroth bonus event from March 25th through April 1st.
Man, I hope they have new armor for Trial Style, because, like,
I hope so too.
That's one of my favorite events. That's one of my favorite mini holidays.
That is my favorite mini holiday. There's a lot of people saying that they like it, they're excited that it's coming back. But everyone's kind of ready for new outfits. I'm hoping just for a full-blown pirate cosmetic outfit, because I think it's time.
To be fair, a Tuesday would be the right time for you to have a pirate cosmetic outfit.
I was gonna say, I am utterly shocked to hear this, Allie. I am utterly shocked.
I know. It's, you know, I think you'll be okay. I think you'll deal with the shock. I like pirates. I know, it's a surprise. I'm sorry.
I feel like I was misled here.
It's gonna be ninja styled gear, just to like throw Allie for a loop. Like ninja plates, ninja mail.
Hey,
ninja
you know, cloth. I'd be okay with that too. I will have a rogue named Aliandros. I know that's a surprise too, and she kind of varies between ninja and rogue in her transmog. So, or ninja and pirate. So. You know, I'd be okay with ninja too. I'm equal opportunity.
I'm kind of surprised they haven't started doing like a holiday trial of style,
where you get the holiday themed transmogs,
something like that. Yeah,
I would love that so much.
They might at some point, because it's Christmas plate. They're doing this more often, so I wouldn't be surprised if that comes up at some point. That'd be really cool.
Oh, Christmas plate! Oh, Christmas plate!
It's great for the tanking.
God. Damn it.
I love you, Toasty.
Love you too, bud.
All right. I think we should start moving on to some news, since we've been talking for a bit now.
So, I am hesitant to go back into this topic again. We've talked about this on many episodes. Talked about the layoffs of Blizzard before they happened, when they were just a rumor. We talked about the layoffs when they were a fact. Never to get your opinion, Ali, but I'm pretty sure you probably agreed with both Toasty and I about how unpleasant that was. So, it was slightly ironic. Okay, very ironic. To hear that Activision Blizzard had to put out an SEC filing this week, basically warning their investors that they may have some issues financially this year due to layoffs. I know, It's shocking. They'd be having problems from layoffs. Who could ever predict you'd have problems when you lay off 800 people? So, basically, they pointed out that due to the effect on their staffing, their effect on the customers, the effect of laying off people and having to pay severance to 800 people-ish, laying off community managers, public relations people, marketing people, all this stuff. Due to having to do that, apparently having to do that instead of choosing to do that, but whatever, is going to negatively impact on their numbers for 2019. Mostly in the first quarter, they said, but it could go through a larger part of the year. I'd like to say that this news surprised me. I really wish I could say that. I don't want to lie to you guys. When you lay off some of your staff, people who are well-known to your customers, in a very public way that everybody can see that it happened and very clearly know who got laid off and the focus you put on who you chose to lay off, when you chose to lay off after a year of your best year ever, it's going to impact on your customers. And unfortunately, to the management at Activision Blizzard, there's a small problem with the current climate of business in the world, and that is people are very adjusted and very well acquainted with the idea of voting with their wallets. So when you lay off the people whose job it is, or some of the people whose job it is, to relay their opinions to your staff, people are going to be a little unhappy about that. Does that surprise anybody that people will be unhappy about their representatives to the owners and the management and the staff of the company not being there anymore? Is anybody surprised that would have an impact on your numbers?
No.
Nope.
Not at all.
So, I'm confused a little bit here as to why this is not something they would have actually warned about in their original earnings call, where they said they were laying off nearly 800 people. Because if you didn't see this coming, you should just quit. I don't know if it's your new CFO that got $15 million to change his job title, or if it's your CEO who got $30 million to fail to anticipate the market properly and the reaction of your customers to bad decisions. I don't care whose responsibility that is. It means nothing to me whose responsibility that is, other than the fact that person still has a job. And this announcement, having been done as a separate thing from your earnings call where you announced those layoffs, speaking to the fact you don't understand your customers, your business, and the effect of your decisions on your business after the duration of time that Activision's been a company and Blizzard's been a company, which I believe actually is longer than Activision. If you can't understand that, you shouldn't be in the business. Turn the reins over to somebody who can actually understand the effect your decision like that is going to have on your customers. So, yes, Activision Blizzard is not going to hit what they expected to hit in 2019. They are going to take a significant, I think $150 million is what I saw in one reporting of this, hit from these layoffs and the severances involved. They are going to not make as much money from their existing games because of unhappy customers who are voting with their wallets. Now, I ask my esteemed co-hosts this evening, do you think there's a possibility that them laying off people after having the best year possible, causing people to then vote with their wallets and not buy Activision and maybe Blizzard games or products in Blizzard games like loot boxes and hero skins, do you think there's any chance that could cause them to decide to lay off more people because now they're making even less money from their titles?
I mean, there's always that possibility when if they were to see, excuse me, if they were to see a significant drop in revenue from all that. I mean, that is one point we had talked about when the news of the layoffs broke, where people were saying that they were going to boycott Blizzard products and Activision products because of the layoffs. And yeah, and I think we talked about it during that time too, where like voting with your wallet is a perfectly reasonable thing to do, and that's something people are entitled to. It's just, in my opinion, voting with your wallet against this particular issue is probably not going to help.
Unfortunately, that is exceedingly true. It will only hurt the people that we care about. I don't care about Bobby Kotick. Not in the least. I could not possibly care less about Bobby Kotick. However, I care about Ian Hazzacostas. I care about Nethera, Nevelistus, Kvax, Bornak, all those people that are still in the company. So this is where I have an internal struggle, because I don't want to see those great people who are still there and trying hard to do their work suffering from the instinctual reaction people have to a decision like what was made the day after Valentine's. However, I don't know how else to tell the management of Activision Blizzard that I don't like their decision. Any thoughts on how to do that? I'm open to thoughts.
Need to for the money, but then don't think about the big picture and don't think about this kind of stuff. I think that Activision decided to do this and underestimated how passionate people are about these games and about this company, and that people will do things like vote with their wallet and how that's going to impact them. They just really didn't think about it.
And part of the rough thing, though, is that in the voting with your wallet, the other people that Medros was listing off that he cares about are kind of in a hostage situation in that instance. Yep. You vote with your wallet, in that case, they could end up suffering, and that's not the message most Blizzard fans want to get across, but it's what they would see. Oh, if people aren't enjoying what the company is doing, then maybe we need to shuffle more of the Blizzard's hierarchy to get something better. It's like, no, that's not why we're doing it, but exactly. People at the top will make whatever justification they can to make sure that their position is secure.
It's yep. about that money.
Like I said, there are situations where going with your wallet's appropriate. If they introduce some microtransaction bull that you don't like, if you don't like it and you don't want to be part of the game, don't buy it. There's a valid place to vote for your wallet with your wallet. If they bump up the prices for loot boxes and Overwatch and you don't like that, vote with your wallet. The changes that they made with Heroes 2.0, if you didn't like those changes, vote with your wallet. Don't buy their new Blizz currency and support that. I mean, those are valid places to vote with your wallet. Voting with your wallet because they laid off 800 people will not help the situation anymore. It'll just make it worse.
See, and that was kind of my thinking, but like originally my thought was, well, if we vote with our Blizzard wallet and separate it from the Activision wallet, maybe that gives them more incentive to be thoughtful in how they do it. So, for example, don't buy the next Counter-Strike.
Call of Duty.
Sure. Counter-Strike's different. Valve, yes, sorry. Call of Duty. Or, you know, any of the titles that are directly a Activision property. Don't buy them.
done and done.
I never did, so not hard for me.
Yep.
If you don't like King, which they purchased, don't play any Candy Crush games. Easy. Also, don't play it. Not my thing. I don't, like... My hope, if business was logical, if this process was logical, if I spend money on WoW, but not on Call of Duty, and not on Candy Crush, the people in charge of the company are going to say, oh, wow, Call of Duty is not doing well, and Candy Crush isn't doing well, but man, those Blizzard games, they're doing real well. We should really invest in those Blizzard games more.
Yep, well, I mean...
Unfortunately, there's one small, tiny, minor problem with this theory.
Those games do well?
No, that's not the problem that I'm seeing. The problem is that I'm assuming that business is going to be logical. And it is proven time and again it is not. This is proven that business is not logical.
I mean, that's one way of looking at it, but the other way of looking at it is they're going to take the profits from their games, all their games across wherever, and invest it in other things that they're passionate about. If they chose to just take the money from WoW and reinvest it in WoW, we wouldn't have Overwatch.
True. Sorry, I'm more separating the money spent by portions within the Activision Blizzard company. So Blizzard, King, Activision. Splitting those three out into buckets. And I'm not... Yes, you can put your money into the Overwatch mini bucket within the overall Blizzard bucket. But I still want to see that Blizzard bucket have more marbles in it, or jelly beans, or whatever you want to put in that bucket, than the Activision and King ones. So that the folks who make decisions can see, hey, maybe there's something to this. Maybe people who are big into Blizzard want us just to leave that company alone like we used to. However, I don't have faith that they'll do that. I feel like they would absolutely invest all the money they get from Blizzard into Activision stuff. And that hurts me.
That's the way a company works, unfortunately. I mean, they're going to take money from successful things, dump the money. They're going to take their profit from successful things, dump that money into things that maybe aren't doing as well, or maybe they are about on par, or whatever, and try to bump up the other stuff to make that better. WoW's doing so well, for example, let's say that, and let's say Call of Duty isn't doing great. I know that's not true. Like, Call of Duty is doing fantastic as well, but whatever. That's just an example I'm using. So WoW's doing great, Call of Duty's not doing great. They can take their money from WoW, they're going to dump it into Call of Duty. For example, I don't know, like, I doubt that, I don't know how that's actually all working, but I'm just broad strokes here, right? They're going to try to bring the quality of Call of Duty up so that it would match, so it would match what WoW's bringing in.
See, this is kind of one of the things that frustrates me, though, because it's kind of the same way I feel about WoW Classic. I feel WoW Classic should be its own thing that requires its own currency or method of tracking for financials of there are X number of people who are playing WoW Classic and paying for WoW Classic to justify its continued existence. Or eventual development, eventual release.
Right, but I don't think that would be necessary because, it would be more visible to us, maybe. Cause we'd be like, we might be able to see those numbers, but I assume that Blizzard and Activision have the ability to see, okay, we got this many people playing WoW, we got this many people playing WoW Classic. So they're going to see, okay, we have this many people playing WoW, and we have this many people playing WoW Classic. Of those two groups, this amount of people are playing both games. Because you know they're going to be, you know, with something like this where the subscription is, you know, all in one, some are going to sub for just for the normal WoW, like for current WoW, and some are going to sub for WoW Classic, and some are going to sub for both. They're going to see that breakdown, I assume. That's what makes sense. And they've shown us before that they can tell us that they know those numbers. So I have no reason to assume otherwise. Right? So they're gonna see internally that they're able to justify it. And, you know, ever since they stepped away from giving us the WoW sub numbers, like they have felt that they don't need to justify the game's existence anymore, because it's proven time and time again over the past 14, almost 15 years, that it's a viable thing. Exactly what Zeph said. They know the numbers for all their engagement for all their different games. They're not going to show us them. They stopped showing us the WoW subs years ago. Well, we know the average, we know the users for some of the games, and we know their MAUs and for like overall. And that's all they feel they need to show to investors to justify spending money on whatever they're spending money on.
Zeph, I'll agree with one point you made and disagree with another. I absolutely agree with you that the WoW Classic, if people had to pay a different sub for that, would never happen. And that's the point. A lot of people used to play, I think, WoW Classic on the servers they played on because they'd have to pay for them. And but if they have to pay for them, they're not going to pay. I think those servers are going to be dead within a month, because people are just not going to pay a sub. When they announced that those sub to WoW Classic was going to be tied to your sub for WoW, even then people were complaining because, oh, I have to pay a sub to play WoW Classic? Why do I have to pay a sub? Why do I have to pay $15 to play a 14-year-old game? Because you asked for it. Period. End of story. No other discussion required, no other comments required, because that's what you wanted. You wanted WoW Classic, you gotta pay for it, you're not getting it for free from Blizzard. Period. As for the numbers, I agree they have the numbers. They should show us those numbers. They should show those numbers, but they won't. I agree with you on that. They won't. In the end, Toshi's right. There's a reason they stopped showing us the numbers. They don't want us to know how well the games are doing. Now, some would say the investors should be complaining about that. That's not for me to decide. I'm not a business person. I am not an investor in Activision Blizzard. I wouldn't invest in Activision Blizzard, because have you seen their stock lately? But it's not making sense why they wouldn't have understood this was going to happen. But as I just said, I'm not a business person. Maybe this is, maybe you make announcements and just wait to see how it all falls down. I just can't imagine it, why they wouldn't have stated that beforehand. I guess that's just my opinion.
I just want to say, like, I want to clarify, like, what I'm saying about the numbers behind them, they're not showing it because they feel like they don't need to show it anymore. It's been proven for the past, like I said, 15 years of WoW's existence that the game makes money, and it makes a good chunk of it. So they don't need to justify its existence by telling us how many subscribers there are, because it's continuing to make money for Blizzard. Well, the amount of money, I mean, whatever, but like, it's still making money for Blizzard right now.
I get that. It just, yeah. I was surprised that this was such a surprise to Blizzard, or to Activision Blizzard. That's all.
I don't think it was a surprise to them. I think they expected that just from the tone of the documentation. I'm doubtful that the people who invested in it, who are investing in the company, didn't realize that either. I think it's just one of those things they have to say for the benefit of the investors, because they, you know, they're investing in the company. They need to know what's going on there and what to expect. And, you know, Blizzard said, you know, okay, we did this, and now we're expecting a decreased profitability in the first quarter. That's something investors are going to want to know. And I'm sure investors realize that, but it's just something that has to be put out there in plain words so nobody can say, hey, why are these numbers not as good as they could be? Yeah.
All right, I think it's time to move on unless anybody else has anything else to say.
Nope, let's move on.
Well, moving on, that means we are just over a week away from today with 8.1.5 dropping for live servers, so that'll be nice. Finally get our long-promised allied races in the Kulturan Humans and the Zandalari Trolls. So those will be fun to get your Dino and Wicker Druids on.
Yeah, Wicker Druids! And my thick boys. Yes. Kulturans. Love it. And you know the other stuff that comes with 8.15.
But more on the war campaign, more on Crucible of Storms, although that'll come a little bit later. That's not coming out at the same time. And, of course, cross-factional mounts. Well, not cross-factional, but confused factional mounts.
That works. Alliance Wolves, Horde Horses. What is this?
I'm okay with the date. But this means I got a lot of stuff to do between now and next Monday.
Sorry, say again?
I have lots to do between now and next Monday. I have to do at least one more dungeon, and then a whole bunch of questing, so that I can unlock everything right when it hits.
Oh, gee darn if you have to do a dungeon. I like dungeons.
I am aware of your affection for dungeons, thank you. I am very well aware of your affection for dungeons.
I think anybody who's been following you for a while, Allie, know that you have an affection for dungeons.
I'd almost call it an addiction. An addiction to dungeons.
Just like the pirates, you know? I'm dropping all sorts of surprise bombs this week.
Yep, totally shocking. Never would have saw it coming. what was the new show again? The other one?
Dungeon Fables or something like that.
Yeah. Well, it just means I need to pull you along for some dungeons this week, that's all.
All right. So, as Will said, we're going to get a new raid in 8.15 that's called Crucible of Storms. That's not launching with the release of 8.15. That's going to be releasing on April 16th, so we've got plenty of time for that. Now, for those of you who have not completed the Cutting Edge or Ahead of the Curve achievements, you don't need to worry. That is not going away when Crucible of Storms launches. Those achievements will be unobtainable when Rise of Ashara content releases. So don't look at 8.15 as like, oh no, I need to get this done now. You got a little bit. A2 isn't on the PTR yet. Anyway, so Crucible of Storms is a two boss encounter. There's the Restless Cabal encounter and Unet.
I love that so much.
Uanat? Uanat?
Something like that.
UUNAT. Harbinger of the Void encounter. So there's two bosses, yes. And there's going to be a bunch of like void-themed gear. So
I'm so excited for this raid. Oh, so excited.
The loot from this raid will be 5 levels higher than the Battle for Dazar Allure. That's just for the first boss. While the second boss is going to drop gear that's approximately 10 item levels higher. So, you know, chase the appropriate gear. Just tell us when LFR is opening. Oh yeah, Mythic and Raid Finder will begin a week later on April 23rd. I can only assume it'll be a single wing of Raid Finder, because a one boss wing would be ridiculous.
They've done it before.
So plenty of time for Toasty to find a properly item leveled shield.
See? Yeah, good call there, Will. I like it.
Yeah, you've got weeks to find one that's suitable.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Or craft, or buy, or be gifted.
Or item restoration.
Yep.
And I mean, if you don't want to go in and have people mock you for not having a shield and tank spec, you can change your loot spec and have to just take the DPS queue.
I mean, that's
still be picking up shields.
I mean, that's what I usually do when I'm farming off spec gear anyway, so that's fine.
So really, you should already have a shield at this point, right?
But you see, I do that for my disc priest. So I'll farm shadow gear in a healing queue.
How do you farm for your shadow priest on your warrior? I don't get that.
Well, see, I play my disc priest every once in a while. And, like, yeah.
Wait, so you're a healer and a tank? Wow, that's pretty skilled, man.
Okay, so the healer thing is a well-known thing. You can't do that. You can't act like the healer thing is a surprise. That was my most played alt last expansion.
Medros, what it really tells me is that he really is in love with his paladin secretly on the side.
No.
Either that or he's really just used to roll a druid.
He still likes the plates and the big swords. That's fine. And just the better warrior in the paladin.
You're right, Will. Totally a paladin lover.
Okay, first of all, roll a druid. I have a druid. It's level 100. I haven't touched it since Warlords. But it exists. The Worgen.
Okay.
It will be Kul'Tiran. I don't know why I said first of all. That was the only point I had to make.
All right, so I really think, Will, that you are correct on this. It's clearly that he just loves to heal and tank. He loves to wear plate. He's a paladin.
There's been more than one time where paladins somehow managed to work out to be the top DPS and top healers while tanking. So, you know, it's right up Toasty's ass.
And this is the point where Toasty rage quit.
Why am I friends with you guys? I wonder sometimes.
You know, Toasty, it's interesting. I've wondered that sometimes myself. In fact, I think I've said it.
I've been fairly shocked that you've put up with me for this long.
Yeah, I like having you guys around.
I heart you, Toasty.
I don't know why I'm doing this, but I made a heart face. I made a little heart symbol with my hands.
I did too, actually, when I said that.
But, like, it's in front of my mic and not my keyboard. Or, yeah, in front of my mic and not my camera.
All right, I got nothing. I can't even do words right now.
I second that.
To be fair, I during the show, I still talk with my hands.
Okay.
Like, every once in a while, you'll hear me bump the microphone.
I do. Yep. So I want to thank Blizzard for the gift of a new raid opening on my birthday, fans' anniversary, and your house anniversary.
Oh yeah, April 16th.
Wait, I should say that my birth anniversary, fans' anniversary, and your house anniversary.
Yep, a lot of things going on April 16th.
Yep.
Thanks for the new present, Blizz. I won't be able to enjoy it until the 23rd. Unless I can pug it. I'll probably try to pug it. It's two bosses. That's an easy to pug thing.
At the very least, you don't have a lot of work to do.
No, I'm gonna try not to die.
Yeah, right, that is hard to do when you're a tank.
So anyway, 815 drops on March 12th, but they're still updating the PTR, isn't that right, Allie?
Yes. Yes, it is. And in this PTR, we have found out more about the upcoming portal rooms, which is becoming a little controversial.
What do you mean? It's supposed to be the great thing where we get all of our portals in one location in the capital city, Stormwind and Orgrimmar, and it's going to be really awesome, I thought.
Like, oh no, a controversial thing that came into World of Warcraft. Whoever would have expected that?
Hence the title of the show, Portal Gate. So what's going to happen is there's going to be a new portal room in Stormwind and Orgrimmar. In Stormwind, it's going to be in the Mage Tower. There's going to be, you know, one of the green portals that are up there. It's going to be purple-ish, and it's going to actually be more of a portal. You can go through it, and it opens up into this really huge room. It looks really awesome. There's screenshots and a little tour video for it from the PTR, and it looks beautiful. They've done a really good job. They've really expanded it and left a lot of extra room for extra portals, that kind of thing. For the Horde, it's going to be in Orgrimmar, obviously, and it will be located in just inside the gates of Orgrimmar. just before entering the Valley of Strength. Again, it looks really cool. So the Alliance portal room will have the Exodar, Shattrath, Dalaran, Northrend version, Jade Forest, Stormshield, Azuna, and Boralis. The Horde side will have Silvermoon City, Shattrath, again, Dalaran, Jade Forest. It'll have Warspear Ashran, and also Azuna, and then Dazar'alor. Blizzard's idea behind this is to kind of streamline portals and kind of standardize them, because right now, well, before all these changes, they were all kind of spread out, and I know they're trying to make a lot of moves to make the game a little more streamlined in general, especially for newer players, players who are just now returning, because the world has gotten big. And in some blue posts, they've expressed that they do want to standardize teleportation by having all the roads lead to and from one central location and not have it feel so chaotic with portals everywhere. And they're okay with it feeling like a bigger world because of doing this.
I have several questions. First off, did you say new or nude portal room? Sorry.
I mean, you could go through their nude if you wanted. I mean,
well, we can't really
go through. If you're on Moonguard, it will be.
I mean, we can't go through their nude. We don't have the option to take that stuff off.
Well, there is the underwear still, but there is a toy to take it all off. Of course, I didn't say nude. That'd be a different show.
Really? All right. Anyway.
ATA After Dark.
Oh yeah.
I can't be the only one who's thoroughly unhappy about the fact that we're losing a bunch of portals.
I mean, on one hand, yes, it's kind of annoying that we're losing some of the portals we've had in other locations. But I think this is one of those things that eventually we'll get used to it. It is kind of nice to have all the portals in one place. I do like that. And it is a large room, and they might add some of those portals back.
Did they say anything about portals back to Stormwind and Orgrimmar from those locations?
Yeah, like they're still in, I don't know about each of those locations. That's actually a good question. It's so, not in here.
So there's a list on Wildhead of the portals that were removed.
Yes,
there is. So for the Dalaran Legion version, they removed the Ironforge and Thunderbluff portals, the Darnassus Undercity portals, Caverns of Time, Dalaran Crater, Karazhan, Exodar Silvermoon, Shattrath, Ormrest Temple, and Vale of the Eternal Blossoms. So, like, Stormwind is still there. So, Stormwind and Orgrimmar are still there, so you can still, you know, port there and get to the portal hub. I'm fine with that. Shrine of the Seven Stars / N2 Moons, Shattrath and Dalaran were removed. Again, Stormwind and Orgrimmar sounds like they're still there, so that's fine, whatever. The Dalaran Northrend had the Cavern of Time portal removed. Again, I'm okay with that because the Cataclysm portals are still going to be where they are right now.
And I can see them, for example, like the list of what is planned for the portal room right now does not include, for example, Caverns of Time, which that's the only one that frustrates me a little bit because I do Dragon Soul a lot. But again, like this is not finalized. Like they can still add portals in. This is just what the initial portals in the portal room are going to have.
I mean, and again, like Toasty said, they'll be supplemented with the Cataclysm portals, which will get you into Southern Kalimdor.
Yep.
So you could fly.
The Cataclysm portals are still going to be where they are now in Stormwind on that little island.
Yep. Because
so those aren't areas
where it's thematically built to house those portals. The one weird one I am seeing is like the portal to Hellfire is no longer going to be there, which kind of sucks because that's where you start out.
They did say that when you are on a quest that requires you to use one of the portals that was there, it will appear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say, and I did some thinking about this, so this just isn't just off the cuff. Thinking back to farming elders and farming treats, the howling buckets, those are two things I will not do now. I use those portals a lot. I do hope that they will reduce the cooldown time on Hearthstones, because often if I misused a Hearthstone accidentally, I would often use a Garrison Hearthstone or a Dalinar Hearthstone to get back to where I need to be. So I accidentally I use a Delstone to Dalaran to get back to Stormwind, then I can then go back into Borealis to get back to where I started.
I was wondering if they might think about reducing the cooldown on the holiday Hearthstones for when that holiday is active, so that it makes it easier to go back and forth for farming elders and candy buckets.
Maybe. That'd be cool. One suggestion I do have that's going to help this feel at least a little better, and I think the cooldown is 24 hours, I think, but if you go to the guild vendor, the one in Stormwind, and then I'm sure the other one's in Orgrimmar for the Horde, you can actually get a cloak that will, on use, teleport you to Stormwind.
Yep.
So that will help.
Multiple of those, and they don't share a cooldown.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. See, I'm glad you're here, Will.
Yeah, you get the rare quality one and the epic quality one. The epic quality one has a 4-hour cooldown, and the rare has an 8, I believe. But they don't share across them, so you can use them in addition. I make use of that all the time.
And any worship Blizzard who listens to the show, please don't tell anybody about that. Please don't.
Gil did bring up a good point regarding the flight from Uldum to Carrowing to Time. Yes, it is still a long flight. I'm not going to take away from that. But like, it's better than nothing. The alternative is going to Darnassus and flying from there.
I can see them, honestly, adding a Caverns of Time portal, and I can see them adding a couple more here and there. And I think, ultimately, it's one of those things where I understand why people are annoyed with it. I do like that all the portals are conveniently located in one spot. And it's one of those things that we're just going to have to get used to, and I think we'll get used to it and move on. And over time, they'll listen to our constructive feedback and add more portals to this location.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I looked at the list of portals removed and I was like, yeah, I can think of ways around that, so I'm mostly okay with it. Yeah, it adds a little bit of time, but like, it's all good, man. All good.
I'd like to clarify, do you have a Four Loko on your desk right now?
No, we've been over this. I don't drink anymore.
I'm just verifying, because you're sounding kind of like you've been having a Four Loko there.
No, I've had 60 some odd ounces of water.
All right, then. I believe you.
So, Medros, how about something else that's coming out in the PTR?
Well, I was actually expecting to have a voicemail from a certain gnome about this, because I was pretty confident that I saw something mentioned on Twitter that he was very excited about this, and we did get one, so I will have to say that apparently we're getting all 50 characters can be on the same realm. So what I need is everybody to donate $25 each, so I can move all of my Medros characters over to my current server. So I can have 45 paladins on my server.
Or
but what would you rename them all?
Medros 1, Medros yes. 2, Medros 3.
Exactly. Medros 1, Medros... Yep, definitely.
Find all those little characters for over each vowel.
No. I will do Medros I, Medros I, Medros... Basically, use Roman numerals. Because I don't think you actually have numbers in your name. But
I was thinking you'd spell out the numbers.
Nah. Character limit. Would never... You'd run out probably by the teens.
Yeah, that's future Medros' problem. Also, you have a lot of gold. Use your gold to transfer your characters.
But I need that for mounts and pets, Toasty.
Uh-huh.
And game time, because I will run out at some point. In, like, a year.
Use that year to get that gold up high again.
Well, I'm only at 2 million, man. Come on. 2 million gold, 384 eye level. Jeez, I'm just rocking it.
So yeah, if you're one of those people who really likes alts, you can have 50 of them on a single realm.
Yep. I actually am going to be going through and deleting some characters, because I may actually make some more characters. But they'll be like mules or something, because I don't have enough time for that.
All right. Well, let's talk about some news on WoW Classic.
Right. So this is just talking about the demo that was released at BlizzCon and some of the feedback they received as a result of that. So they've been looking into that, and there were some things reported that were as bugs, and some of them were bugs, and they've worked to fix that. The one they highlighted was, I believe it was the crit multiplier. They thought they had fixed that prior to the BlizzCon build, and they did not. So that is getting fixed. What they did mention, though, was that some of the things that were reported as bugs were not bugs, and were just the way things worked in 1.12. And while they're going to make some effort to clean up some of the bugs that have a negative impact on the game, there are going to be some things that they choose not to, because that's the way the game worked back then. And they don't view them as a higher priority. So
when filing a bug report, it's like, is this a bug now or is this a bug then?
Yeah, pretty much. So one of the things that they highlighted in this post was the demons, like warlock demons, they were getting dismissed as soon as you started casting to summon another demon. People reported that as a bug, but in 1.12, that's how it worked. The demons disappearing after your second demon was summoned didn't happen until BC, so that is working as intended. Some other things that they highlighted were rare mobs doing way less damage, or kobolds and Django load mine run faster than walking speed when running away. That's how it worked in 1.12, so it's probably gonna stay that way. But there are some things they were fixed that they did deem were gonna be fixed. So the critical strike rating, each item now improves your chance to get a critical strike by X percentage. That's getting fixed. Rogue energy wasn't working correctly. It was benefiting from melee haste and recalculating more often than it was supposed to, so that was fixed. Slow fall no longer applies to your jumps.
That one was hilarious. I'm going to miss that.
You get pushback when hit by ranged attacks and ones. And dodge, parry, and miss were all not happening enough, so that's going to be happening more. And of course, it's not done. They're not done with those fixes. There's a bunch of stuff that was reported that they're going to evaluate whether... It's going to take time to evaluate whether or not it was working as intended per 1.12 or an actual bug. So, like, just because it doesn't seem to be working, according to what you know about the game now, doesn't mean that's not how it worked in 1.12, so prepare yourself for that.
A bug then does not mean it's a bug now. It's not a bug, it was a feature.
Oh, I actually heard that said in a serious manner a little while ago. I'm like, oh, I thought people only joked about that. No, people actually do say that and mean it.
At my most recent job, I heard that so many times, and every time it was like, then your feature is dumb.
Yeah. Well, there are some that end up becoming features over time. I mean, think about getting killed by a giant in Skyrim and being launched into the air. They patched that out, and everybody had such upcry over it. They patched the bug back in.
Because that was an amazing bug. Smashed by a giant, flown 100 feet in the air? Yes, please.
That became a feature.
Yeah.
So a lot of the bugs from then morphed into features that we had to live with.
Like Gandhi in Civ. Like, that is a famous example, yes, of a bug becoming a feature. The reason Gandhi is so aggressive in Civ is because in the original Civ game, like, he immediately went to democracy, which would make him more friendly, but because he started at a zero hostile rating, when it took away his hostility, it put him into the negative hostility. So instead of, you know, being, you know, zero hostile, he was, or sorry, zero peaceful, whatever it was. It made it so that instead of being super peaceful, he got super aggressive. And since then, that's just been a feature in Civ games where Gandhi is just like, nuke all the things. But yeah, there's a fun story. What were we talking about? Classic.
In the end, it is good to see that they are fairly firmly sticking to the, we want you to have a authentic classic experience. We're not going to...
We're not giving you the quality, somebody... quality of life improvements we've done over the last 10 years. No.
And Jalen Brack was like, see, I told you you didn't like this. You didn't want this.
Well, some people do. So here we are.
We'll see how those people feel anyway, when they actually have it.
Yep. Yeah. Well, it'll be this summer, I think. It says, at the end of the post, it says, thank you and get ready for a classic summer. So, yeah. We'll see how that goes.
I'll log in. I'll play
September
it.
September 21st.
I will log in and play it. And remember how much I hate it and delete it.
But at least it's not costing you anymore to relive that hate.
If it did, I wouldn't play it.
All right. Well, I think that is all we have to talk about for this week. So, I'm going to go ahead and talk about our sponsor, if that's okay. Our second sponsor, that is.
Sure, let's do that.
All right. So, as per usual, our second sponsor are the great folks over at Audible. You get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABooks2019. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2019. Now over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. Today we're going to continue our dive into the Trials of Apollo series with Book 2, The Dark Prophecy. Let's have a listen.
So they saw no use for oracles or prophecies. In short, you could not create a race less sympathetic to an attractive, multi-talented god like me. And believe me, Ares had tried. Those 18th century Hessian mercenaries he cooked up? Ugh. George Washington and I had the worst time with them. Leo, I said, activate the dragon. I just put him into sleep cycle. Hurry! Leo fumbled with the suitcase's buttons. Nothing happened. I told you, man. Even if Festus weren't malfunctioning, he's really hard to wake up once he's asleep. Wonderful, I thought. Calypso hunched over her broken hand, muttering Minoan obscenities. Leo shivered in his underwear. And I, well, I was Lester. On top of all that, instead of facing our enemies with a large, fire-breathing automaton, we would now have to face them with a barely portable piece of metal luggage.
So once again, that was Book 2 of the Trials of Apollo series, The Dark Prophecy, written by Rick Riordan and narrated by Robbie Damon. You can find that and over 200,000 titles over at bit.ly/ATABooks2019. And we thank Audible for sponsoring the show. All right. So, question of the week time. Question of the week from last week was, what holiday items would you add to the current holiday events? Will, I don't think you answered, so what would you like to see?
I would add the Big Love Rocket to all the holiday events, because that thing never drops on Valentine's Day.
WikiBH says, for Howl's End, an offhand X-Mog that makes it look like you're carrying either a little plastic pumpkin or maybe a pillowcase.
Frosley says, I would definitely add a turkey suit. Who wouldn't want to be a giant turkey? And I just want to say that that answer successfully derailed our question of the week chat for the rest of the week.
It did, which was awesome.
Turkeys would then fly.
No, I just pictured Frosley, both the gnome version of Frosley and the human version of Frosley, in a turkey suit, and I think that's just hilarious.
See, when I saw that answer, my first question was, giant? Second question, or second statement, who wouldn't want me? I wouldn't want that.
Capo says, for Lunar Festival, a Roman candle-esque toy you can fire at and dismount enemy players. When hit, it will also daze them for 5 seconds.
Yes.
Which is pretty fun.
All right, so our question of the week for next week is, what are your thoughts on the new portal room and the removal of select portals? I feel as though we've all beaten that topic to death. So I look forward to hearing everybody else's answers.
I love it. I just love the idea. Totally for it. All right.
I like it a lot. I'm excited about it. I'll be happier when they add Caverns of Time and probably Dalaran Crater, because that's still very useful. But I think those get added eventually. And
I just hope on April Fool's Day that all the portals in the teleport room go back to the teleport room.
You know what? I actually think they should add in an additional section to time-traveling ones. So back to old Blasted Lands, back to old Darkshore / Darnassus back to old Silithus.
Instead of the NPCs? Because those zones have NPCs to take you back to.
Yeah, but if you take that portal, you are automatically taken back to that time.
Gotcha.
Would that portal be shaped like a big blue box?
Yes. The doorway to that room would be a big blue box.
As soon as you click on the portal, it's bigger on the inside.
Exactly.
Yes. Blizzard, make it happen. That'd be amazing.
Ooh, it could be like a little blue box on a table, and you click on it, and you're transported to... Yeah, there we go.
I mean, they already gave us the ability to get the Time Lord title, so they should just kind of continue that and make that theme happen. That'd be really cool.
All right. Well, time for some shoutouts, I guess. So my shout-out is to Will for joining us for a very enjoyable episode. Thank you, sir. You made it awesome.
I will endeavor to find more evidence. And if I can't find it, I'll make it.
Yes.
Well, then you just become less credible if you do that.
Oh, I gave up my credibility a long time ago.
Nobody's ever going to hear that part of this in the download.
Yeah. Anyway, I would like to shout out Will again. I'll just echo that because I miss talking to you, bud. It's been a while.
Oh, Toast, you're going to make me cry.
I got to find my way out to Portland again one day.
Or I got to figure out a way to get to Canada when it's, you know, there's some grass showing.
Yeah, like maybe a week of that. Maybe a week or two of that.
I'm also going to give a shout out to the, like, I don't think it's a surprise to anybody here, but I'm a huge Critical Role fan. So they did their Kickstarter for their animated special today, and in 43 minutes, they hit their goal. And as of right now, they are at $3.5 million of their $750,000 goal. So, like, all the stretch goals. Gonna be amazing. I can't wait.
So you're saying there's a chance?
A chance for what?
Never mind.
Like, there's more than a chance. It's going to happen because they raised that much money. I understand the reference.
All right. Bad joke, Ben, I guess. Moving on. Allie?
My shout out is to Toasty for taking such a beating tonight, but doing it with class. I heart you, Toasty.
Almost like a tank.
Active mitigation, man. Active mitigation.
Ignore pain, ignore pain.
It's like, yeah, served it up, but I hit it out of the park.
So I think I had ignore pain bound to F1. So F1.
Toasty, you know ignore pain is alt F4.
Very funny. To actually bound something to that back in the day. Because I was just like, okay.
That explains some raid nights.
It was like when I first started playing WoW, right? So all the way back in 2009.
Yeah. Not at all surprised that you give your shout out to Critical Role and crashes them on their Kickstarter. It's really awesome.
Oh, I mean, I love it so much.
I look forward to seeing it when it's out. But we have a release party at your place. With like 3 people. Or something.
Hey, we fit 4 people in here that one time.
Oh, yeah. One of them was a baby, though.
Still a person.
No, then 5 people. If we include...
I don't include you. Baby. 3 other people than you, sorry.
Okay, well, it was you and your wife.
All right, 4, yeah. 4 plus Haley.
Yeah. And plus, I've had like 20 people in here, so it's fine.
All right. And Mr. Will, first off, how can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Will Seiler. It's so difficult to figure out, I know.
What is the spelling on that?
That would be WILLSEILER.
All right, Will Seiler, gotcha.
Yay.
You said you wouldn't mispronounce his name again.
Yeah, I did. I did say that. I confirm I did say that, yeah.
We're supposed to be busting on Toasty, not on me this week.
Right, sorry, like, I broke our contract, I'm sorry, man.
But you're a paladin, you're supposed to be all righteous and stuff.
Will's just
not getting paid enough.
You're just the off tank, it's cool.
I got no problem tanking. I tank in retspec.
Yeah, all right. I don't know how to say that, but yeah, it was great having you here, Ben. Any shout out for you?
Thank you. Shout outs to you guys, and well, shout out to Frasley, whose holiday is coming up in 2 weeks. Congratulations, man. I always love your holiday.
I don't know what holiday that is, but all right.
St. Patrick's Day.
Ow. Leprechauns. Gotcha. All right. And I think that's about time for our outro. Will we? If I ever do another episode of Crossing the Universe, I will have to have you there.
I'll have to watch this last season then. I didn't get a chance to because I don't have BBC America anymore.
It's pretty great.
I'm
confident that I might be able to help you with that. We can talk after the show.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I did have to get the girlfriend to go through the entirety of New Who, though, before that, so that ate into the season.
That's a lot of watching. All right, let's do our outro, shall we?
If you'd like to reach us by voicemail, you can call us at 1-785-ATA-WOW5 or 1-785-282-9695. You can send emails to show@allthingsazeroth.com, and if you like what we do here, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. You can find the show over on Twitter at All Things As. Medros is at Medros. Fandeth is at Fandeth. Ali is at Aliandrus K. I'm at Toasty Posty Can. And you can find the network over at Dawnforge. And you can join our new Battle.net group at bit.ly/bnetata. And please check out the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including Group Quest, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Universe.
And we'll be back next week. In the meantime, take care. Happy hunting. And we'll see you on the other side of Patch soon. Not quite.
Bye.
Toasty, have I shown you this new shield I got?
God damn it, Will.
This podcast brought to you by Dawnforge Productions, copyright 2019. Get more at the Dawnforge.com.